here's a story from The World.
Today at the 9/11 Memorial in New York City. The commemoration ceremony began at 8:46 a.m. That's when the first plane struck the World Trade Center 19 years ago today. Joe Biden and Mike Pence were in attendance, putting the presidential campaign on pause, at least for a day. Families who lost loved ones on 9/11 were also there.
I'm Feliciana Umansor, and I lost my daughter, Elsie Carolina Osorio Oliva. She never was sad or depressed, no. She was the spirit of my house. She did love New York. She did love to work in the Twin Towers. She brought me to her office. It was gorgeous and everything. She said, "Mommy, I won't change New York for anything else." So she was a true New Yorker. She was 27. She was in the North Tower. She called me that day thinking that it was an accident. And I was speaking with her. She was crying. She was very nervous. And I was giving her direction for fire. She was in the 83rd floor. She explained to me how bad it was. And I was giving her direction to prepare to be rescued from the smoke. When she started crying and crying, and I said, "Are you alone in the office?" She said, "No." And I said, "Run to your co-worker. They will hug you." And then I saw the other airplane hit the other tower. It means she never was found. This is the only place that I can come to visit her. It's painful. For me, it's always painful to see only her name. But I'm happy that they did at least allow us to come, even with the pandemic that is really, really bad. I'm grateful for that. Because otherwise, I don't know what to do this day.
Feliciana Umansa, who lost her daughter 19 years ago today in Lower Manhattan.